Chapter 5. Kendall. Entering the stadium had to be the most out-of-body experience of my life. I was walking into the lion's den willingly. I couldn't tell you if I was doing it for professional purposes or if I was doing it because I would get to see the guy I was crushing on again. Neither changed how shaky I felt crossing the halls looking for my seat. Everything about the place triggered me. I seriously didn't want to be here. I would have turned around and walked out if it wasn't for the hot guy I had come to see. Did I say hot? I meant the troubled guy who needed my help. I needed to remember what I was to him. I might not be his official therapist, but he needed to know that he could trust me. I couldn't cross that line. Remembering that, I pushed aside my hesitation and pulled myself together. Finding my section, I waded into the sea of seats. This was not like my high school stadium. It was huge. It had to seat 20,000 people. It was overwhelming. All I wanted to do was find my seat and pretend I was someplace else. "Are you Kendall?" a friendly guy said in an East Coast accent as I sat down. I looked at him, and then the hulking guy beside him. The big guy had to be Nero's brother. They didn't look that much alike, but they were both the hottest guys I could imagine. The guy who had greeted me was good-looking too, but he would better be described as cute. He was about my size with the same hairless face. I wouldn't exactly describe him as nerdy, but he was definitely someone I wouldn't expect to be at a football game. "I'm him, and you're..." I pointed at him and blanked on his name. "Quinn, this is my boyfriend, Cage. Nero's brother?"
"That's me,"
he said with the most charming smile. Did killer smiles run in their family? "Nero told us to make sure you have a good time," Quinn told me welcomingly. "Did he?" "He definitely did. So have you ever been to an East Tennessee game before?" "I've never been to any type of game before." "Oh, neither had I until I met Cage. They're fun. You just have to get into the spirit of it." "I'm not much for team spirit," I explained. "It helps to have someone to cheer for," he said, turning to the field. "Okay, we're East Tennessee, so we're in blue. That's us over there. And Nero is..." Quinn searched the field for him. When he mentioned Nero's name, my heart skipped a beat. I swallowed. "There he is," he said with a smile. I turned and found him. He was one of the guys going to the center of the field. "Do you know the premise of the game?" "I know nothing," I told Quinn. "Simply put, they're trying to get the ball through the end zone, which is past that line there. So here you go. They're setting up a play, and..." Quinn stopped talking when someone handed the ball to Nero. With it, a guy from the other team dove towards him. Nero spun, shaking the guy off of him, and then sprinted toward the end zone. The other team chased him. Each time, Nero would dance around them or spin by them. The crowd stood as he got close to the line. I stood with them, and when Nero dove into the air to escape the last person attacking him, he crossed the line. The crowd exploded. I didn't care about football, but not even I could escape being swept away as 20,000 people roared. "Does that always happen?" I asked, leaning over to Quinn. "No, it never does. He ran 90 yards for a touchdown on the first play."
"I guess he has his head in the game," Nero's brother confirmed.
"I wonder what inspired that," he said, looking at Quinn. Both of them then turned to me. I knew what they were implying, but I wasn't going to acknowledge it. At the same time, the thought that I had anything to do with what Nero had just done sent my body awash in tingles. "Everyone says that Nero is really good," I said, prodding them for more. His brother replied, looking proud.
"It's early in the season, but so far he leads the division in yards run."
"That's good?" I asked Quinn, hoping for a translation. "He's doing it as a freshman, which means that he might have a shot at going pro."
"That's if he can keep his head on straight," Cage added. "You're supposed to be helping him with that, aren't you? How's that going?"
They both looked at me.
"He ran 90 yards on the first play of the game. You tell me."
I said, suddenly caring whether they wanted Nero and me to be together. Cage laughed.
Yeah, maybe you'll be good for him. Nero could use a few more good things in his life.
I didn't know what that meant, but I made a mental note to find out. I had to admit that watching the game wasn't as terrible as I thought it would be. As I understood it, Nero scored 3 more touchdowns, which was very good, and Quinn turned out to be someone I could really relate to. He was a great guy. Both of my hosts were. I couldn't get myself to warm up to an ex-football player entirely. But the fact that he was with someone like Quinn, who had to have gone through what I had in high school, made me think that he wasn't all bad. Maybe not every football player was a complete jerk.
We're gonna meet up with Nero and grab something to eat. Would you like to join us?
Quinn asked. I hesitated. There was no question that I wanted to see Nero. If nothing else, I wanted to congratulate him on the game. But wouldn't the professional thing be for me to go? I didn't want to make Nero think that something could happen between us. As good as that was starting to sound, it couldn't.
Join us, Quinn insisted. I'm sure he would love to see you.
Okay, I said without thinking.
Great,
Quinn said with a smile.
So you're from Tennessee?
Quinn asked as we made our way through the stadium.
Nashville.
And you?
New York.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Quinn exchanged a knowing look with Cage.
Unique.
How so?
Quinn then explained his complicated childhood. The guy had 2 fathers and a mother and grew up as rich as God. He mentioned something else about going to a small high school for gifted kids, and I was officially obsessed with him. Not in the way I was obsessed with Nero, but obsessed. I wanted him in my life. Our conversation only stopped when Nero exited one of the hallways and joined us. Another guy followed him. As soon as Nero spotted me, our eyes locked. I felt hot staring at him. Every part of me wanted to kiss him again.
You made it.
Of course.
I'm glad. I hope these 2 didn't bore you,
Nero said, pointing at Quinn and his brother. No, I wouldn't have understood what was going on without them.
I'm Titus,
the friendly guy behind Nero said, offering me his hand.
I'm Kendall.
And how do you know our star here?
I looked at Nero, not sure what I should say.
He's a friend, he said, staring into my eyes again.
The silence drew out.
Okay, Titus said, grabbing everyone's attention. Is anyone else starved? Riding the pine can build up quite the appetite.
I looked at him, confused, and then turned to Quinn.
Riding the pine? It's what they call it when you're on the team, but you don't get a play in the game.
Oh.
Yep, not everyone gets to play as a freshman like old Nero here. Then again, not everyone can play like him either.
Titus grabbed Nero's shoulders and shook him. Nero lowered his head and blushed. I would never have guessed Nero was humble.
So, is Lou joining us?
Titus asked the group.
Quinn replied, No, he has a date.
Huh, Titus said, looking a little disappointed. I looked at Quinn.
Lou's my roommate.
Something told me that there was more to the story than that. I wasn't about to ask. As the group walked to a nearby pizza place, Nero fell back and walked with me.
How did you like the game?
He asked with a proud smile.
You were impressive. I could see why everyone says you're so good. It was my best game of the season. I finally felt like I had something to play for.
Yeah, Quinn told me that you have a chance at going pro.
Nero laughed. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I guess that wasn't what he meant. And guessing what he actually meant made me hard.
Did Cage and Quinn make you feel comfortable?
They did.
Quinn's really cool. He's like a regular guy.
If you think he's a regular guy, then you 2 didn't talk enough, he said with a laugh.
No. Right. He's about as far from regular as you can get.
I meant that he's gay and he doesn't make a big deal about it.
Make a big deal? You know, some guys can make a whole show about it.
Oh, you mean Lou? Nero joked.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's a show. You don't like that?
I don't know. I guess it's more that I'm over it. I think I used to be a bit of a show.
You? Yeah, I hadn't figured out who I was.
You didn't know if you were gay.
Oh, I knew. Everyone knew. I just didn't know what type of gay. And not everyone appreciated my discovery process.
Does that have something to do with how you feel about football players?
I looked at Nero, knowing that I had kept my feelings on them vague. It has something to do with it.
Well, I hope you're beginning to see that we aren't all like that.
I'm starting to, I said with a smile.
So what you're saying is, thank you, Nero, for opening my eyes, for they were closed before, and now you have changed my life forever.
I laughed. I don't know about all that.
That's okay. You can say it. You don't have to be embarrassed. You're among friends.
I gave him a playful side eye and left him to talk with Quinn. I really did like Quinn, and he seemed to like me too. Although this was my third year here, the closest thing I had to a friend was Corey, my roommate. He was great, but also very straight. Quinn was not. That made a difference. At the pizza place, I sat next to Quinn and continued talking to him. Every so often, I would look up at Nero and catch him staring back. Each time I caught him, it gave me a rush. He was kind of an amazing guy. I was starting to see that. But that didn't change that it was my job to help him, not get into his pants. Though, talking about getting into his pants, when we were walking to the pizza place, I had glanced down below his belt. The bulge that stretched across the front of him was impressive. It was almost enough to make me forget everything, strip him naked, and ride him like a bull. Almost. When the bill came, Quinn grabbed it, and no one made a gesture to pay. I offered to pay my share, but he brushed me aside.
You can get the next one, he told me.
Hopefully we can hang out again.
Yeah, definitely.
I wasn't sure if he was talking about the whole group or just the two of us. Either way, I wanted to. I wouldn't have guessed that meeting Nero's friends would have gotten me to like him more, but it did. It was getting harder for me to keep things professional with him. And when he said bye to everyone else and walked me back to my room, it took everything to remember that this hadn't been a date.
Did you have fun today?
He asked with the sexiest bashful smile. I did. Your friends are pretty cool.
They liked you, and I think you made a love connection with Quinn.
I laughed. Yeah, too bad he's taken. Nero smiled.
I guess you'll have to settle for whoever's left. Bummer, I said teasingly. Bummer.
Staring into his eyes, I recognized this moment. I might not have had any experience with guys or relationships, but I knew that if this was a date, this would be the moment he bent down and kissed me. I wanted him to, but as soon as he leaned towards me, I stepped away and offered him my hand. Anyway, thanks for giving me a glimpse into your world. It was
life-changing?
Nero asked, quickly shaking off whatever disappointment my gesture created.
Yes, life-changing, I conceded.
If I wasn't going to kiss him, the least I could do was make him feel good about himself.
Thought so, he said cockily.
He stretched out his arms.
Hug?
I hesitated, but only for a moment. Slipping my arms around him, I held him tightly. When he did the same, I didn't want him to let me go. Even after he loosened his grip, it took me a moment to reciprocate. I was falling for Nero, and I was falling hard. The only question remaining was what I was going to do about it.